Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. I'm going to do an episode on intuition at some stage, but today's not actually one of those. But the reason I'm going to do it and the reason I'm bringing it up is because I find that I get inspiration when I'm outdoors in nature. And today was one of those times. And I was out doing some sprints, and in between my sprints and after my sprints, I go for a nice long walk. And that's my kind of pondering time. And today, as I was walking along a field that had been recently ploughed, there wasn't an obvious path. Because normally, there's loads of people that walk across that particular field, and there's a very much a sort of a very distinctive path where people can walk. So I kind of, I suppose, looked to see where the gate was on the other side of the field. And then my eyes kind of fell down, and I was busy watching where I was putting my feet. And as I was watching where I was putting my feet, I suddenly realised that I'd kind of lost track of where I was walking. And so I lifted my sort of gaze up again and found where the gate was and found I'd drifted off course. And it made me realise that if I walked whilst focusing on where the gate was, I was more likely to get where I was going. Whereas if I got distracted by the detail, looking down at the ground as where my feet were and what the terrain was doing and whatever else, then I went off track. And this made me realise or think about goals and vision and things like that, and how when we hold those things in our mind, in our sort of view, we're much more likely to get there. And that the reasons, or one of the reasons for not getting there, might be because we get lost in the detail. We get lost because we're so busy looking down at our feet, hypothetically, or is it allegorically? We're so busy, in this analogy, looking down at our feet, at, you know, what's likely to trip us up or get in the way, or the immediate issues, that we're not keeping our gaze up and focused on where we're going. And it was just something I thought I'd share with you. I love it when I sort of have a sort of a moment of clarity and something just becomes so much clearer. And I suppose because of the analogy of what I was doing, it just became very obvious that to get where you want to go, you need to raise your eyes and look in the distance and focus on what it is that you want to achieve, whatever it may be. And that by getting distracted by the little bumps and hillocks on the way in life can actually distract you from where you would like to head. And those distractions can be anything from an immediate drama going on in your life, to a friend's drama or a work drama. It could be just little things that need to be done day by day that take your focus away from what it is you really want to get achieve, where you really want to go in life. So there's so many little things that can distract us from where we're actually heading or where we would like to be heading. And I suppose today's episode's really just heads up, literally. So that if you have something in your life that you'd like to achieve, something you are hopefully moving towards, that just to remind you to keep yourself focused, to keep your gaze on that which you are wanting to head towards, and not to let the little things in life, like the little bumps at my feet and what was going on the ground, distract you. I think this is going to be a short and sweet one. I don't think I can ramble on too much more about this particular topic. I think it's fairly obvious. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below to my online courses, to my website, should you want to do coaching or team coaching with me, and to my social media, should you want to connect or have anything to ask me. Have a stunning week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.